the last game I've been playing, I want to talk about it a little bit longer. Because, you know, this Atlas sent me this game, and I've been meaning to talk about it a little bit more for a long time. And the game is so damn big. So I'm going to say this first. Right? I'm going to talk about Persona 3 Portable. The first thing I'm going to say is I've never played a Persona game before this. So all the Persona nerds out there, cut me some slack, because it's my first time playing one. The other thing is that I have not beaten the game. I put 25 hours into this thing, and I haven't even put a dent in it. But I have played it enough to know that I fucking love it. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit. So Persona 3, PSP. A pretty fucking cool game. So the concept is, you know, you can, in the PSP version, you can actually choose either a male or a female character, where in the PlayStation 3 version, I believe, is just a male character. And the concept is that there's this dark hour that happens every night. And at midnight, every normal person, all the normal population out there, they all just like morph into coffins. It's really kind of fucked up that way. But there's this group of people that some, you know, there's certain people that don't, and most of them have this power to summon, a persona. And they form this organization called, SEES, S-E-E-S. I don't remember what it stands for. It's like something extracurricular execution shit. I don't remember. But, and so they form this group to basically investigate what's going on with Dark Hour. And they're all given this invoker, that summons their persona. And of course, that's like the big controversy that was going on when the game first came out. The invoker looks like a gun, and they shoot themselves in the head. And the funny thing is that they actually mention that in the game as part of the storyline. It's like, I don't know why they had to make the invoker look like a gun. And it's, and like the first time you ever run into like a real enemy.
That's called damage control.
The first time you run into a real enemy, it's like the character that you're with just she has trouble actually invoking her persona because it's, you know, it's just psyching her out that it looks like a gun. So, you know, kind of cool that they did it that way. But, so during Dark Hour, as I said, everyone turns into coffins, and there's this tower that shows up, just happens to show up where your school is. And, it's called Tartarus. And this tower is fucking huge. It's separated into blocks. And, every floor is randomly generated. So it always looks different when you go back. And the cool thing about it, though, is every time you go back, all the treasure that you found on the floors has also returned. So you can basically, go back and get more treasure. So you can, let's say first block is floors 1 through 16. You can do that multiple times, and, you know, rare chests will show up sometimes, and, you know, there's no restriction on how many times you can do it. And each block looks completely different. But the thing about it is, like, each block looks different, but every floor within a block looks pretty much exactly the same. So it gets kind of bland in that respect. But, you know, overall, it's not that big of a deal because it's all randomly generated and you're too busy running around beating shit up anyways. The way you climb the tower is you can get like to the top of a block, and then a story event will happen. And I think it's tied to the calendar. It's like you have to get to a certain date in the calendar, and then the next block will open up after you complete that event.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way it works. But
well, this is a port from the PS2 Persona 3, right?
Right. I believe it's just Persona 3, though, not Fez. I think there's some stuff that's missing from Fez.
Can't you be a girl in this one for PSP?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be... Was that in Fez, or is that something you just added to the PSP version?
That was something that was just added to the PSP version, right.
Oh, okay.
So, well, how does it get compared to the PS2? I mean, I don't know if you looked at the screens or anything, but how does the PSP port look, like, aesthetically? How does it look?
I watched some videos from the PS2 one just so I could compare, because I hadn't played the actual game. It looks pretty comparable. I mean, the game visually it's definitely good for PSP, but there are better looking games out there. But, you know, compared to the PS2 version, it's pretty close, you know? And, one of the biggest things that changed about the PSP version is, Have either of you guys played the original? I shouldn't say the original. The first placed Phantasy Star Portable,
mm-hmm. No.
And you know how it had like the map set up where you actually just like navigated around.
You navigated on it like
it was like a picture, and you had a map in front of you and you navigated around. That's the way this is set up as far as like navigation goes.
So you don't walk around.
Yeah, so you don't walk around. And I know in Persona 3 you did walk around. Now
You definitely did. I have Persona 3. I haven't played Fez, though.
Now, for me, I don't mind that, because I think it makes it more efficient and faster to get through those portions of the game.
On the PSP, for
sure. Yeah. So I didn't mind that at all. That actually kind of made me happy, because when I played Phantasy Star Portable that way, I actually liked that. I'm probably one of the few people that did, but when I was playing Persona, it felt the same. So it was easy to get around. And it's like, at any time, you can hit the square button while you're on a map, and it'll give you all the options of like where you can go, and you can go out to, you know, the main map and navigate to a different area and stuff like that. So it was all very fast. So there wasn't a lot of, like, the school is pretty big, you know, it's like three or four halls, and there's tons of people to talk to, and, you know, you don't have to walk up and down the halls. You can just highlight the person you want to talk to and hit the button. So, I mean, it's a lot more efficient that way. When the main portion of the game is getting to Tartarus, which you can only do after school, then, you know, it's pretty big to get through that pretty quickly.
Is everything in there? You said you didn't play the original.
Yeah, I didn't play the original, but...
In terms of, like, because, I mean, Persona 3 had a huge... I wouldn't even say it's a metagame. It's more of, like, big concept of the game is basically making friends.
The social aspect of it?
Yeah,
all that's
the whole
there.
Social aspect. Yeah,
all that is there. So, basically, you know, on a normal day, you know, you have school days, and there's six school days, Monday through Saturday, poor kids. And, you know, when after school, you have a choice of things that you can do. And, you know, one of the things that you can do is you can join clubs. And these clubs will strengthen social links between you and certain people. And those social links will make your personas that are in that class
stronger.
Right. So you have the option to do that. There's other activities that you can do. Like, you could just go to the library and study, and that'll increase your academics. And there's, like, three, like, stats. And those types of stats, there's academics, charm, and courage, and you can raise those stats like that. And they, you know, and they have an effect on how the game works. So, like, academics, for example, there's actually a point in the game where you get to midterm week, and you have an entire week of midterms, and your academics are part of that. You know, if your academics
are
like...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I know, it sounds really bad, but it does go very quickly. They do it very, very fast. So it's like they do an entire week of exams, and it goes through, and you go through it in like 5 minutes.
Well, do they do the same thing? Because I remember in Persona, like, they would go through a stage where you're in class, and you actually had to remember what your professor was saying, even though you're doing like daydreams. They'd come back and be like, "Hey, well, what's the answer to this?" Yeah. And you actually have to remember. And I was like, because I was that guy playing, I'd be like, "Fuck!" It was just like class, not paying attention. Like,
I did not want that.
And
in
the funny thing is, it's like
yeah, exactly.
during class, it's like they talk about like the lecture that they're giving, and it's like, you feel sleepy. Do you go to sleep or continue to listen to the lecture? And it's like, I'm gonna continue to listen to the lecture, because if I don't, then I'm not gonna get the academic bonus that you're gonna give me in 2 seconds.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's the same idea. It's like they'll ask you questions, and if you answer the question correctly in class, you get a charm bonus. And then during exams, they'll ask you the same questions, and if you get them right on the exams, you do better on the exams. It's just weird the way they do it. But
school simulator.
Yeah, it's a school simulator.
2008.
But yeah, so after school, you have the opportunity to do different things. Like, there's a mall you can go to, and you can do karaoke, and it increases your courage. You know, there's like all these little things that you can do when you're not going to the Tartarus Tower. So that's all that social interaction. That's all there. So that's pretty cool.
And the Tartarus Tower is the only time you can actually get in combat and stuff.
Right? Well, Tartarus Tower and there's like the story like missions as well. And the story missions is what breaks up. Well, at least in Portable.
See,
there's okay. like the first block of Tartarus is floors 1 through 16, and you're stuck in floors 1 through 16 until you
for a while,
and then all of a sudden there's this story mission that puts you in a train.
Now, can you do the same thing as the PS2 version where you're basically set? Because I remember you could have like a party of like three, I think it is, right?
It's a party of four, but when you start out with three.
Okay, so like three, but you can send them different ways. Because like, I remember it's like, kind of like a maze, but you can send them like certain ways, and they will find shit for you or get about. So it's the same thing that's been ported over.
Yeah,
as
that's
well.
Been ported over as well. So while you're in Tartarus, while you're walking around, you have the opportunity to give orders to the rest of your team. And, you know, the orders are that you can either just explore, and if you explore, they'll avoid enemies. Or you can tell them to focus on destroying shadows. And if you do that, then as soon as they see a shadow, they blitz after it and they start beating on it. And then you can also tell them to split up. So you can get all four characters going different directions in the maze. And, you know, if they get into a fight and you happen to pass by them, you'll actually see them fighting the enemy. And you can, while you're...
Still get the experience?
What's that?
Do they still get the experience?
They do still get experience. Actually, they get more experience that way because they're fighting on their own.
Oh, okay.
But as you're walking by, it's like when you see a shadow, you actually see them. It's not a random generated battle or shit like that. So you can swing your weapon, and if you hit it, you know, you jump into battle, and it also gives you an advantage sometimes too. So when you're passing by, if you see an enemy fighting one of your characters after you said to split up, you can swing at the enemy that they're fighting and you'll join in their battle like in the middle of it. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool the way they do that.
Yeah. Did they translate how about the voice acting and everything? Is everything voice acted?
Not everything is voice acted, but there is voice acting in it. When I was looking at videos on YouTube, it did seem like there was more voice acting in the PS2 version, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
I can't really remember offhand. I'm pretty sure almost everything was voice acted in the PS2
version. Yeah, not everything is voice acting.
Wrong.
In this one.
Yeah.
But
I didn't get too far because, you know, me and RPG.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean that's the major gist of the game. So when you're in the tower, you know, you're fighting shadows, and the biggest thing about it is, you know, go ahead.
Can you create your own personas?
Yes, the persona creation is there. Actually, there's side quests that you can do that say create this persona with this skill. So, you know, you might have to create this weird persona that never gets healing and create it so that he has healing as well. So that's there's side quests like that. There's side quests where you find different items, like rare items. There's side quests where you have to find rare enemies, and then they have to drop an item. So, you know, some of them are kind of tedious and annoying, but, you know, the side quests are there. So that's, you know, that again extends the gameplay a bit. But yeah, I mean, overall, fantastic game. I'm really enjoying it. I love how they work, the whole strength and weakness thing. Cause like each of the shadows will have a weakness, and you can ask, one of the main characters in the game that actually never goes on a mission with you, but she sticks behind on the first floor of Tartarus and like will analyze enemies for you and tell you what their weakness is. And then the main character can hold multiple personas where everyone else can only hold one. And so she can switch personas once during battle. So you can find out what the weakness is, switch to that persona, and then just be down on the guys. And if you hit the enemy's weakness, they get to down status. And if you can get all of them into down status, then you can do like this all out attack where everybody just rushes in and does mega damage to everything. So there's a lot of cool gameplay elements in the battle like that. So, you know, I'm really, really enjoying it. As I said, I'm only about 25 hours in. I've gotten to the top of the second block. I'm at floor 40, I think it is. And there's like over 250 floors in this damn tower. So,
no, it's huge.
Yeah, I knew that I was never going to actually get through the game before I reviewed this game. So,
yeah.
But I highly suggest it.
Are you enjoying it though so far?
Yeah, very much enjoying it. Especially, I mean, from an RPG standpoint, not just a Persona standpoint. Because I
also as a like a portable standpoint, is this like a good? Did they transition it well from?
Yeah, because I mean, one of the biggest things that they did that a lot of people are talking about is like I don't know about how it worked in the PS2 version, but I mean I know that. They have, like, after you go to Tartarus, the members of your party will get tired or even sick, and they have to rest. So you can't go to Tartarus 2 days in a row. It just, if you do, then your characters are really weak and they get, I mean, I actually tried to put a tired character in my party and she got her ass beat down in one shot. It was bad. But I also heard that, like, while in the PS2 version, while you're actually in Tartarus, you could get tired. And the tired status will be just like if you had gotten tired overnight, and you know they'll weaken. Well, that's taken out. They'll say they're tired, but they never actually lose any power or anything.
Okay. So
Yeah. So that does that. That's I'm not sure about the PS2 version, but you know they'll say they're tired, but they aren't. And then when it comes to, I know one of the biggest things is that because the place is so huge, because Tartarus is so huge, on the PS2 version they would only let you warp to boss floors.
That's all you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't warp to any of it. Because if you didn't get to the boss, you had to start at the beginning of that floor.
Right, the beginning of that section. That, yeah, the last boss floor that you got to. In this one, all you have to do is run up to the door, and you can start at the highest level that you were at. So, like, I'm on floor 40. I can run up to the door and go straight to floor 40.
Well, Chris, I have a question for you.
All right.
You're 25 hours in, and you said you're on level 40 out of, what, 250?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, levels of the tower? So my question is, you're 25 hours in and you're only that far. You're not even halfway through, not even close to halfway through the tower.
Right.
Can you see yourself possibly not ever even finishing this game because of the fact it's so massive and there's so much to do that, I don't know, you're just going to get tired of it?
Well,
like, it's good now, but like, it's 80 levels into the tower, or is it going to be like too much?
Here's the thing. I do think this is a fantastic game. There's a few things about it that are keeping me from thinking it's just the best thing ever, right? So one of the things is, like I mentioned before, the Tartarus is separated into blocks, but all the blocks look the same. And so all the blocks look the same. The enemies that you're fighting in each block look the same or are the same. So you fight the same group of enemies, right? So there might be like six or seven enemies in a block and you'll fight them over and over and over. So it's very repetitive in that way. Like it's not like every block is 16 floors. It's like, as I said, the first block is up to 16. Well, the second block goes from 17 to 40. So if each one is going to increase like that, I mean, you're looking at, you know, possibly getting up to the point where you're doing 100 floors of the same thing. And I could see that getting really repetitive.
Yeah.
And
unless you're like,
the other thing that really gets me is I think the music, and
not a big fan.
Well, it's too J-pop-ish, you know.
It is very J-pop, dude. They have like lyrics and stuff. I remember playing that. I was like, wow. I remember the beginning of that game was pure like the first conversation you're having. I don't know if it came over to the PSP. It's like a J-pop song going on in the background, yeah, with like lyrics and everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's very very J-pop-ish. Wow. But I mean, it doesn't take away from, you know, the fact game, that I'm enjoying the game. Mm-hmm. You know. If I'm going to throw a rating out there, I mean, it's not the kind of game that I'm thinking about all the time. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, that I have, even if I haven't mentioned it every week, since it's released, I've played it every week.
Well, dude, the fact that you put in like 20, what'd you say, 25?
25 hours, yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. So, I mean, this game definitely gets a major distraction from me. So, but yeah, I really don't know what else to say about it besides the fact that, you know, if you're into RPGs or if you are a Persona fan and, you know, either you haven't played 3 or you just want to play 3 on the go, I mean, this is a fantastic option for you. And, you know, from just a straight up RPG player standpoint, I would say it's very much worth the price. So,
yeah, to check our rating scale, check out www.interactivedistractions.com.
A major distraction is a 4 out of 5.
Or that is the much easier way to put it.
So yeah, I mean, that went on a lot longer than I wanted to, but I wanted to get that out of the way because I feel like the game deserves to be talked about a little bit more, and you know, there you have it. So,
cool beans.
Yeah.